Chile's 33 miners began their first weekend above ground since a rescue that gripped the world. All but two of the miners have left the hospital and returned to their homes. Charles Collins has this report.
No one before them had been trapped for so long and survived. Three of the miners had left the hospital late on Thursday, and the world's media waited outside for the others, but to no avail. 28 were secretly let out of a side entrance of the hospital, avoiding the glare of the cameras. The two who remain are being transferred to different hospitals for further treatment on some minor problems. One has vertigo, the other a dental infection. The men are now international celebrities and national heroes. During their 69-day ordeal, they pledged to negotiate any book or movie deals together so that everyone could equally share in any windfall that might happen. This means that there are few details emerging about their time underground. But one of the miners, Edison Pena, did have questions about why they were sent in when it wasn't safe.
It could have been avoided. Why do these things have to happen? Because the employer, to make money, and what happens? The worker, what happens with the workers? No, just go in. But no, the mountain is making noises. But no, go on in.
This is an issue the people and government of Chile will also be tackling in the coming weeks. But first, everyone wants these 33 men to have their moment in the sun. I'm Charles Collins.